Hi folks, this is Bart from bartbushes.ie, back again on the Typical Mac User podcast with part 9 of my Terminal Introduction series. Last week I introduced you to using the sudo command to issue single commands as the root user on your system, and I told you that you could only do that if your account was an administrative account. Now, I'm quite sure many of you don't always log into your Mac as administrators. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's been advised many times in this very podcast that people shouldn't always be running as administrators. At this stage, it's probably time for a little confession. I do run as administrator, all the time. But I've made that decision in a very educated manner, and it's the right choice for me. I would never dream of saying it's the right choice for everyone, because quite frankly, it isn't. I consider it to be the right choice for me, because I do a lot of administrative work, so it's just easier. But also, I'm the only person who uses my Mac. As far as I'm concerned, if anything happens to my account on my Mac, the entire Mac is trashed and I'll reinstall the whole thing from scratch and start over. That certainly isn't the case for anyone who shares a Mac with another person. As far as I'm concerned, if you share a Mac with others, then you should not ever run as an administrator unless you're doing a particular task that requires you to run as an administrator. So, on a family Mac or any sort of shared Mac, follow the advice that's been given so many times in this podcast and don't always run as an administrator. Okay, so all the cool stuff I talked about last time, I didn't explain how people who do follow this good advice and don't run as an administrator can play along, but the good news is, you can. Now, things may get a little confusing here, so I'm going to invent two imaginary accounts. Imagine that your name is Joe, and that your normal account, which is not an administrative account, has the username Joe. Then imagine that you set up a separate account, which is an administrator account, and you gave that the name Super Joe. Okay, so we have two accounts. Joe is a regular user account, Super Joe is an administrator account. Following the good advice that's been given many times, you're running as Joe, not a Super Joe. And you'd like to do all the sudo stuff I mentioned, and you know, your system is locked up and the only thing you can get up is a terminal, so you need to run this stuff as a super user, but you can't switch users or anything like that, so what do you do? Have no fear, the su command comes to the rescue. A lot of people mistakenly think that SU stands for super user, because a lot of people use the SU command to become the super user on Linux machines. That's actually not true. It actually stands for switch user and will allow you to take on the credentials of any user on the system for the particular shell or little terminal window that you're running in. It only affects your current shell or your current little terminal window. The SU command is quite straightforward. It basically takes the following form: SU space minus space the username you want to become. The minus is important because that means that you cease, as far as that one terminal window is concerned, all of your environment variables that are set within your terminal window cease to exist, and a default environment for the user you're becoming gets created and plopped in instead. Now, we haven't looked at environments yet, but environments give you things like what the current path is and many other things. We're going to look at environments later on. For now, let's just say, if you really want to become the other user, it's important to use the minus, because otherwise you're only sort of becoming that user. So, su space minus space the username. So, in our example, if we're running as Joe and we want to become Super Joe, we would type su space minus space Super Joe and hit return. At this point, you're going to be asked for a password. The password you enter is not, like with sudo, the password for you or Joe. The password is for the account you want to become. So, the password you use is Super Joe's password. Hit return, and then you'll see that your prompt changes to be, instead of saying, Dollar Joe, it'll say Dollar Super Joe. You are now running as an administrative user, but only within that one terminal window. You can now go ahead and run all of the commands we talked about last time using sudo. However, when you're asked for a password, it's always going to be Super Joe's password, because as far as that window is concerned, you isn't no longer Joe, but it's Super Joe, as it were. I hope I haven't confused people with that analogy, but I'm trying to keep things clear, and it does get a bit confusing. So anyway, use sudo as normal, but you're entering the super user or the administrator user's password. Finally, I want to end on one more tip, and this tip comes with a giant, massive klaxon sound, a big red light, auga, big warnings. Be very, very careful when using this. It's exceptionally handy, but like many things that are exceptionally handy, it's exceptionally dangerous. You need to think before you type when you do this. So up until now, we've been very carefully becoming the root user for single commands at a time, which forces you to think before you type, because every time you want to do something as a super user, you have to remember to stick the sudo in front of it, and that focuses your mind and makes you think. So it's a lot safer to administer stuff using sudo. If you have a lot of work to do as the administrator, that is, quite frankly, a pain. And you'd like to be able to run a whole load of commands as the super user, or as root rather, without any sort of hassle of having to run sudo over and over again. You can do that, but like I say, beware. There's actually two ways to achieve this little trick, and both revolve around using the sudo command. One way, which is a shorter way, is to simply type, as an administrative user, sudo space bash and hit return. That will give you a shell which is running as the root user, but you haven't completely become the root user. You still have your own environment, but you're executing commands as root. So this is sort of a halfway house. You can do pretty much anything, and you now have the power to shoot your leg off, for want of a better analogy, but you haven't completely become the root user. To completely become the root user, we fall back to the su command, which we combine with sudo. So the way you do that is you type sudo space su space minus and hit return. Notice we didn't enter a username. If you don't supply su with a username, it assumes you're trying to become root, which is why so many people think it stands for super user, because its default behavior is indeed to make you the root or super user. Okay, that wraps up everything about sort of becoming all-powerful, and we're going to use that over and over again as we look at different commands. But for now, that's sort of the end of another chapter, and next week we're going to start talking about interacting with the network through the terminal. So, until then, happy computing!